We are learning Masechta Shkalim, Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on Chof Amud Beis by the two dots. The Gemara just explained that there's machlekes in the Mishnah where if the Chavitim come from, every day a Kohen Gadol brings the Chavitim, the Karma Chavitim, which is a Mincha, half in the morning, half in the evening. If he dies and there's no replacement, so it's machlekes where they bring the Chavitim until they find a replacement. According to one man, the Yamar, it comes from the Yarshim, as Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon said it's one of the Tanai Bezdin that it comes from the Chumas Alishka. So it's mashba from our Mishnah that really it would come from the Yarshim also for Rabbi Shimon. Just the Tanai Bezdin that comes from Chumas Alishka. The problem is the Gemara right before this to that said that Rabbi Shimon learns it from a pasuk Chak Olam. It teaches us Exeris Akasov that it comes Michel Tzibur. So that's our first Gemara discusses the Shtikla Astira. Rabbi Baba Mamul Boyi Mechalfa Shitas Rabbi Shimon. The Astira and Shitas Rabbi Shimon Tamon Omar, which means our Mishnah says Michel Yarshim. How weird! I'm saying Michel Yarshim. Shimon says Yarshim. It says Shumas Lishka. But our Mishnah's Mashma the Midrash says Michel Yarshim. It's only Midrabanan that it comes from the Shumas Lishka. And V'hach Omar. And here in the Brayse says Michel Tzibur. Here the Brayse says Chok Olam teaches us that there's the Midrash that comes from Michel Tzibur. So it's Tira. The Brayse sounds like it's a pasuk, and our Mishnah sounds like it's Tanai Bezdin. Om Rav Chia Baba. So Rav Chia Baba here on top of Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Rav Chia Baba says he supports the question. But lo Yosham, actually, that's good, no? He has a good kasha. So Gemara says the Torah like this. Also, Rav Yaakov Achar, Rav Avol, B'shem Rav Yechron, says, Dvar Torah Hu. So we're going to read this Gemara, and there's two girsas. So we'll read the Gemara with the parentheses, without the word it says in the parentheses, and then we'll explain with the parentheses how it goes. So Rav Yaakov Ba'achar, Rav Avol, B'shem Rav Yechron, answers like this. Dvar Torah Hu, Shtei Ba'ar Tzibar. Minat Torah comes from Tzibar, like says in the Pasuk Chok Olam. That's Rav Shimon Shita. And but a Yisya'im, a Yigvula, they would say they make a special collection for the Chuma, for the Chavitim, a special collection. Eskinu, they made it at the car. No, they bomb Chumas Lishka. You don't make a special collection. That comes from Chumas Lishka. So really, like this. Midaraisa comes from Shal Tzibur. The Tanai Bezdin is that it comes from Chumas Lishka and not a special collection. That's the way the Gurus, if you're not Gurus, the words of the parentheses. But if you Gurus, the words of the parentheses, and this is how the Gemara Menachah says it, the Gemara says like this. Really, it came from a Tzibur Chak Olam. But keeping the Chazda Kamid Chalishka, what happened was, in the second base of Mikdash, Rashi explains the Menachas, there were 300 new Kahanim Gedolim. So what happens was, a lot of times they found a replacement, there was a lot of days without any Kahanim Gedolim. It was costing money to the base of Mikdash to pay for all his Chavitim. So they said, yeah, but still, it was so much, it was costing money. So they made a new takana. The takana number one was, go to the Yarshim. You know, the Yarshim had to pay. But even the Chaz, the Pashi, where they saw that they weren't giving, his skinu, they reverted back, she bought him to his Alishka. So that's the takana, the two takanas, yeah, because they have to break the other takana. So it's a new takana, go back to Chumas Alishka. So that's what Gemara Menachah says. It was like two takanas. One takana was, went to the Yarshim, then the takana back here. That's the way our Gemara reads, if you read the parentheses, and the Gemara in Menachos, the other way we learned was that Mitzibur, it was a new collection, Kamal Shalom, it came from Chumash Halishka, Tupshat Amal Gemara. Zok the Gemara Vaitim. Now it says in our Mishnah that in a case where there's the Kohen Gadol is not alive anymore, and they're bringing different Chavitim, the Tzibur is bringing the Chavitim instead of the Kohen Gadol. So Mechalek is where it comes from. Yarshim was from Chumas Alishka. But it says, Kuliyam, Vishleima Haisaba. It comes a full. Now, how do you touch that? What does Shleima Haisaba mean? In the morning a Shleima, and a night Shleima, or just a Shleima at one point? The Gemara has a child.
How would there be a Shleima in the morning and a night?
Because the
before the morning, why?
No, because the Chavitim is brought usually by the morning and the night, so maybe the Chavitim is brought every morning, every night.
I understand. Yeah. It's being brought before.
It's exeris a cost of. The pasuk says, "Oh, you saw." It's exeris a cost of. It says you have to bring the whole thing. What was the exeris a cost of that? You have to bring it like the Kohen Gadol, just double the amount, or it just you bring it everything in the morning. That's the Gemara Shaila. Do you bring the whole one in the morning, whole one in the evening, or shleima v'shachris, and in the evening you bring nothing? So Gemara says, "Kate pshitalei," and if imtim salaimer, it's like lashon imtim salaimer. And if you say it's pashit that you bring in the morning and the evening, the chesiv minchas tamid, because it says about the chavitim, it's a minchas tamid. So it sounds like just like a mincha is brought down in the morning and in the evening, so the chavitim also. So if you say like that, you still get a clear and not a shayla. Shloishes lugim ahim. Every minchas chavita comes with three lugim. It's a sarin soiles and three lugim. Now, the Kohen Gadol on a regular day, cut it in half. Half a sarin in the morning, half a sarin in the night. 1.5 lugim in the morning, 1.5 lugim in the night. But now we're saying that you're bringing in the morning the holy sarin and at night the holy sarin. Does it need three lugim in the morning and three lugim in the evening? Or that stays the same like the Kohen Gadol was here. 1.5, 1.5. Because no, there's a kasuv about the lugim. Shloishes lugim mahin. Shloishes lugim shachris lugim menabayim. Oy, loig umechsa shachris, loig umechsa menabayim. Or it's 1.5 loig in the morning, 1.5 loig in the evening. Omrab chiskiya. I'll tell you a third shayla. So already have two shaylas really. We have one shayla about shleim in the morning, shleim in the evening. Now three lug in the morning, three lug in the evening, or 1.5, 1.5. And I'll tell you a third clap. Omrab chiskiya. If I don't shvich lei, shnei kumtzim mahin. The halach is that it comes with levoina. Now, in every regular chavitim, they bring one kaimitz of levoina in the morning with the half, and one kaimitz of levoina in the evening with the half. There is a tzad in the Gemara that means a half a kaimitz, but the Gemara says in Menachos that we don't pass it that because there's no thing as a half a kaimitz. Agaponim, a regular carbon chavitim, which is a sarin, a siris eifa with three lugim shemen. They split it in half, half in the morning, half in the evening, and it's one kaimitz in the morning, one kaimitz in the evening. So now if you bring a shleima in the morning, do you bring two kaimitzim or not? That's the Gemara Shaila. So those people, shnei kumitzim mayim, shnei kumitzim b'shachar, shnei kumitzim b'nabayim, oi, ma'isa, kaimitzach of a shachar, kaimitzach of a bayim. One kaimitz of levina will help. You don't need two kaimitzim. Omer Rav Yosi, and here the Gemara tries to make a pshitus on this, punkta kaimitz. Omer Rav Yosi, kulum lom, do we know where kaimitz levina from? Because you see by Minchas Chayta that you need a kaimitz there. Actually, by Chayta, it's not levoina, it's kaimitz of flour, but that's where you learn the din kaimitz. If we have it for Xer Shava, that Eskara from Mincha, from Lechma Apadim to here, that the Lashon Askara Lashem, this is Askara Askara, and that's how we know that there's din kaimitz by levoina. So he says, don't we learn a kaimitz of minchas chayte? Mala halon, if you bring two minchas chayte, you have shnei kumtzim. Afkar shnei kumtzim. He also should be two kumtzim because he's tiny that every mincha gets his own kaimitz levoina. And here we're saying, every chavitim, every half a chavitim is a mincha by itself usually. So if you bring the whole thing in the morning, you need two kaimitz in the morning. That's what you want to bring a ride. Omud Rabbi Chizkia, if you make such pshitas, so I'll tell you the same thing about three lugum also. Kulum lomdu shloisha lugum. Where do you learn from? Loi matamit. Learn from matamit. Take the words of Rabbi Ayn. Loi matamit. Learn from matamit. Tamit has three lugum. Yosef has three lugum. Malahal shloish lugum. Afkam shloish lugum. And still, umatamon shrichale. Still there we have a clair. We have a shayla. If it's 1.5 in the morning, 1.5 in the evening, or 3 and 3. Afkam shrichale. Here also saw shayla. Because here we're talking about chavitim. It's a whole new sugya here. Because what you're doing is, you're bringing the whole carver in the morning. So you're not sure if it's a din half or a din whole. Don't bring a raya from a regular case of minchas chayte that you have to bring two kaimitzim. Just like we don't bring a raya from a regular talmid that you need 2 times 3 lugan. Because just like the shaila is, what's the status of a chavitim? And it's nothing to do with what you're learning out from. Avada and other kabbonis is very clear. The whole carbon gets 3 lugim, it gets 1 kaimitz levoina. But here, by chavitim, the shayla had to learn, look at it. When you're bringing a shlema, is that like the half of a kohen gadol, or you're bringing the 2 halves of the kohen gadol? And that's why the Gemara obliged by a shayla, what's these halachas of, really, if it's shlema in the morning, shlema in the evening, it's 1 shayla. Another shayla was, if it's 3 lugim in the morning, 3 lugim in the evening, 1.5, 1.5. And third shayla was, is 2 kaimitz in the morning, and 2 kaimitz in the evening. And the Gemara is staying with a shayla. It said in the Mishnah further that the para aduma, that one of the kanos were that you should not be moyalin ba'afra. In the efer para aduma, it's the ashes of para aduma which you use to spritz on people to make them tahar from tumas hameis. It says there's no me'ila on the efer para aduma. That's the Mishnah says, that the kanos de rabbanon. Freit de gemara, Rav Shimon Nachshon Rav Yechonon. Bedin hayashim alav hein gazus leim alav. You're telling me it's mashman our mishnah that really should be meila. But you made a gzeira, a special het. There's no meila. Right, the gemara. It's not true. But Bryce says not like that. The Bryce says about Tanya, about Tani. Chatos calls the part of chatos teaching us malamet shemoy alim boy. There's an issa meila on the para doing just like a chatos, which means when you have meila, it doesn't mean you go out lechulim. And the deal is like this. Malamish moyalim ba moyalim ve moyalim ba'afra, but you're not moyalim the efer. So it's like the brisa. It's only in the chatas he. It's only talking about the paraduma itself, not the efer. So then, what do you need at the karon the rabbanon? There's no meila anyway about the efer aparo, which means there's no meila of the level of kedushas haguf. I'm bevarning a question because they asked that even if there's no din meila, the ma'isa belongs to hektish. They're saying it means the meila that means that doesn't go lechul and kedushas haguf. So we're saying our mission is that the karon the rabbanon is no meila on that. L'chayra, it's more than that. There's no me'ilah mederaisa. Amar avo, v'rishayno hayi mishtash kishim ba. They used to play around with the eifa paraduma. They used it to put it on their wounds because ashes used to be used to as a medicine for different wounds. So therefore, the Rabbanim made a gzera. The gozru shim alaba. The gzera the Rabbanim, the izmi'ilah. It was a gzera the Rabbanim. Once they saw that they started behaving better, and it worked. That worked. This isamila worked. Gazru shloimilava. Maybe gzeira loyimilava. Same type idea that I wanted to show them before. There's two gzeiras. One gzeira was ismila, and second gzeira is no mila. That's Mr. Karan Darabon. The last thing the Mishnah said.
What was the reason for moving the gzeira mila?
Because why should you have? They weren't doing anything wrong anyway. Why should you have his new Darabon digam ila? Just because someone does by mistake, then you don't want to have.
They were doing something.
Right, yeah, but they fixed it. Yeah, but everyone got used to not doing it, then they weren't worried. If it starts again, they used to make it again. The last thing the Mishnah was that Rabbi Yossi said, it says, Akinim that came psulois, it comes from Shel Tzibur. Rabbi Yossi says, the mesapek, the vendor, has to supply any birds that became possible. And the last Gemara here we'll learn in the parak over here is a Gemara we had before. Ha'isha ha'zoi semayim skapara. Semayim, when something gets lost and the mesapek supplies them with a new one, which comes as the new one has the issue become as kapar. So the Gemara says, "Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, tonight bezinu mesapek skinu mesapek tapshulos avudais." It's mesapek the avudais also. That means we have before a Mishnah that if something gets lost, so it goes to the Nadava Kupa. And the question was, has the Isha, who was supposed to have the kingdom, be mechaper? So Gemara says, our Mishnah says the Mesapik supplies new birds. If it becomes possible, also for Avudois, he supplies new birds. And therefore, they will get, the Isha will get a kapara in that way. Hadron, Aloch, Perek, Moish, and Imzu, Linnea, that was it. Talk to Mishnah Vaita. Talk to Mishnah Vaita. Mastisim says the Mishnah like this. Kol HaRoikim, HaNimtzim, Birushalayim. In the last Mishnah talked about finding money, behemoths. Now we're talking about other things that are found. And we're talking, the shaila is it tame, is becheskas tome or not? Because if someone touches it, is he tame? So, kol reikim, now the halacha is that a zav, zava, a balkari, their spit is tame. So, kol reikim, and in Yerushalayim, you find reik somewhere in Yerushalayim, it's tahirim. We can assume it's tar because most people in Yerushalayim are tired themselves in order to be able to go into the base of Mikdash and to bring kabbalas, so the tar. And therefore, roiv, roik in Yerushalayim is tar. Mashenkin, out of Yerushalayim, it's not like that. But in Yerushalayim, roiv, roik is tar. Chutz Mishal Shuka Elyon. So I said an area called Shuka Elyon, the upper marketplace, and that is this cheskas tami there, we'll see why. Divrei Rabbi. Rabbi Yisrael Eimer, it depends. Bishar Kol Yimayis Hashana. Even in Yerushalayim, Meshach Kol Yimayis Hashana, Shebe Emtzat Tameim, in the middle of the street, is Tamei, Shebe Stadim Tairim. Because the rest of the year, there are more Tameim than Tairim, and therefore the Tameim walk down the middle of the street, and the Tairim will want to keep away from the Tameim, they go to the side. Over Shas Haregel, when the Raiv people are Tairim, Shebe Emtzat, middle of the street, is Tairim. Shebe Stadim, the sides, Tameim, Shebe Utim, the people who are less, Mestakim and Stadim, they go to the sides, they keep away. That's the lach of a roik. What about kalim? Call kalim nitzom v'shulayim. So if you find it derech yeridel beis atvila, if you find it on the street that's going down towards the beis atvila, that's tmeim. Mederech aliyah on the way up from the beis atvila, if you find the kalim, it's tahirim. Shaloi kiridasim aliyasim, because it's not the same way going down is up. The mikveh had two steps going in and going out. So the way in, any kalim found on the way, the direction way into the mikveh, it's tamei. The way out is tar. The Rabbi. Rabbi Yisrael, go on to the sides, yeah. Rabbi Yisrael, kulam tahirim. Everything, Rabbi Yisrael says, everything in Everything is tar in Yerushalayim. Everything, all kalim. Chutz, besides menasal v'amagreif v'maritza, besides for a basket and two type of shovels, hamiyachadum lekvaris. They are used to bury people, and therefore, obviously, they are cheskes tamar. The Mishnah says further. This part of the Mishnah we had in Pesachim. Sakin, if you find a knife in Yerushalayim, since it's a dalad sheikh b'miyad, you can shecht with it right away because you assume that it's tahira, because no one, everyone needs a sakin to shecht. They're not going to do it. It needs hair of shemesh. You're not going to be tovel today. You tovel it already. You're going to tovel it already the day before, and therefore it's for sure good today. But b'shloisha, so shayna matul. You find on the 13th day, you have to do tovel it again. Now this has nothing to do with the Mishnah before. Mishnah before is talking about if you touch a keli, do you become tameh? Here, if you touch a sakin, even on the 30th day, you don't become tameh, but you want to use it for a carbon, you have to make sure it's tar with b'vadayis. So on 14th day, you can never for sure it's tar, use it for a carbon. But on 13th day, you have to tovel it again. Kufitz, which is like a meat cleaver, b'zeh u'b'zeh shoyna matvel. Both days you have to tovel it again. Why? Because you don't use a meat cleaver until the 15th day for your meat, for your brisket. Because on the Karban Pesach at night, you don't use a meat cleaver, you're not going to break any bones, so you don't use this type of kupitz. Kupitz b'zeh u'b'zeh shoyna u'matvel. You have to be tovel it again. And when I say brisket, I mean from the shlomim, from the chagigas that you bring. Chal arba osam, liyos b'shabbos. If it's chal on the 14th day, it's chal on Shabbos. It means erev Pesach Shabbos Shabbos. So there, even the meat cleaver, you can't wait to be tovel on the 15th day for two reasons. First of all, you're not supposed to be tovel something on Yom Tov. And second of all, because it won't have erev Shemesh. So you have to be tovel the kupitz on 13th day already. So then, sheikh b'miyad, you can use it even on the 13th day. You can use the, even on, you find on the 13th day, you can name on that it is tahira, and I can use it for shechita, the meat cleaver, on the 14th day. Even though usually the meat cleaver is not considered cheskas tahira on the 14th day. The Mishnah says further, but tesvav, we find it on tesvav, also shechem yad, also you can use for shechita, this meat cleaver, because on the 15th day we assume that it's tahira. Nimtzas kshur l'sakin, if it's found tied to the sakin, so just like the sakin, whenever you have cheskas tahira, the kupitz will also be becheskes tahira because tied together. So even on the even if found on the 14th day, usually only the sakin's kosher, not the meat cleaver. We're talking about regular 14th day or Pesach, not Shabbos. But if it's tied together, harehi ki sakin.